Today I'm going to talk about how you can create a workshop outline in 12 easy steps. For many of us, creating a workshop outline can be frustrating or worrisome, overwhelming even to many people. But what I've learned is if you break it down into bite-sized pieces, it's not hard at all. In fact, it's fun to do that. So today I'm going to offer you 12 simple steps for creating your own workshop outlines. Step 1. Identify and write down a few concrete things you want participants to learn from attending your workshop. So for instance, let's pretend that I'm wanting people to understand the mechanics of empathy and also to have a felt experience of empathy. So then they'll be able to walk away understanding the value of empathy. Step 2, create a skeleton outline of each day, including time for check-ins, check-outs, breaks, and meals. I think this really helps create clarity and order to your workshop and minimizes much of the overwhelm that we often feel when we're creating a workshop outline. So for instance, a 2-hour workshop, when you add in check-ins and check-outs, is actually one and a half hour workshop. A day-long workshop, once you add in lunchtime, check-in, check-outs, and breaks, becomes 3 sessions. So you can see how just putting some structure to your outline instantly can help us feel a little bit of relief because it clarifies what do we have to add in. Step 3, look at your topic holistically. On a separate document, write out the order of steps you think are necessary for someone to master your topic. If you don't initially know the steps that a person would go through in order to learn a particular topic, check in and remind yourself how you learned it. What were the steps that you took to learn this particular topic? So for instance, if I want people to understand and appreciate the value of receiving empathy, I want them first of all to understand the connection between feelings and needs. I'd want them to experience empathy when they give it to someone else and also when they receive it, both of those. I'd want them to connect with the physical sensations that they experience when they experience receiving empathy or giving it to another. And I'd want them to have enough time to practice so they can really start to integrate these new principles into their lives. Step 4. Now start to add the order of steps you identified in step 3 to the skeleton outline in step 2. Make note of any exercises you already know you'd like to include. Don't fuss over the details in this step at all. This is all about keeping your creative juices flowing, and remember, our goal is to make this easy and fun. In essence, you're trying to fill in as many of the blanks as you can without expending any effort at all. And remember that this agenda is your agenda, not your participants' agenda. So you can start making notes about things you'd like to remember later. You can make notes about how you'd like to teach the principles. This is your document to play with at this point. Step 5, review your outline again. Do the timing of breaks still fit your desired workshop order? If they don't, take time to reconfigure your breaks in your workshop just to bring more clarity and structure to it. You still might have holes in your document. You might have things that say teach empathy or do an empathy exercise or teach feelings and needs. That's fine. We have plenty of time later to fill in the detail of each section. This is really okay because already your workshop outline has way more clarity than it did before. Step 6, sleep on it. This is actually really precious time that many people overlook. When we sleep on something, it gets our creative juices flowing even more, and lots of times we get more information. Step 7, if you're happy with the order of your outline, begin to fill in the remaining holes with specific teaching activities. Work on them one at a time. I have a tendency to fill in the easy holes first. Maybe you're noticing a pattern here. I really like this process to be easy and fun. And so I almost always focus on doing what's easy first. I know there's plenty of time to fill in the rest. And when I start filling out the easy pieces, it often gives me clarity about what to do with the ones I hadn't had an idea about before. Step 8, seek out support to finalize all your teaching activities. If this isn't easy for you, or if there are a few holes in your workshop and you don't know how to fill them, here are a few tips to help you. You might call a friend or two and brainstorm with them. You might listen to some of the resources on the NVC Academy's NVC Multimedia Library. You could attend a workshop that another trainer is offering on the topic that you'd like to teach. Or you could do some reading. Go to your public library or pick up a book and do some reading on the topic. Step 9, sleep on your outline again. Maybe it seems redundant to suggest that you sleep on it again, but truly, I tend to get new information each time I do that. And this whole process has taken just a few days. I haven't spent a lot of time on it each day. So sleeping on it is one more time to let the creative juices flow and to determine, am I happy with the outline? Does it accomplish what I want it to accomplish? Will it suffice as it is? Step 10, finalize your outline. Don't be surprised if you make more changes. And if you make a lot of changes, sleep on it one more night just to be certain that you're happy with the flow of your workshop and that it will accomplish what you want to accomplish. Step 11, add handouts, rememberings, practice sheets, readings, anything that you'd like to use in your workshop outline. Now the document you've created is your agenda. It should have all the steps of the exercises you want to use throughout the day, any teaching materials you want to use, any of your own notes, anything that you need. So you're complete with your own agenda at this point. Step 12, now that your agenda is complete and you know what handouts you want to include, create the participants' agenda. This part usually only just takes a few minutes because all your work is done. Thank you. I hope that this has been helpful for you and that the next time you create a workshop agenda, you notice how much easier and more relaxing it is to do. And especially, I hope it's fun for you.